A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we have Jesus tell his disciples that they can do great things if they keep his word, if they believe in him. And we gather because of our love and trust in God, whether physically present or through live streaming. A great gift to be able to be present and to pray together. For where two or three are gathered, our Lord is with us. Perhaps over the last few weeks you have seen Deacon Jay and Candy offer the Rosary live stream. If you were a daily Mass goer here, you know that for over 20 years the Rosary was prayed after the 8:15 Mass every day. The Rosary being part of our lives, and in this month of Our Lady, the month of May, we remember that special prayer. That prayer, of course, begins, as you know, with the Apostles' Creed, which has the basic tenets of all that we believe. On the day we are baptized, that prayer is said and remembered, and we renew our baptismal promises. As God's people grew, as the Apostles continued to explain God's will and God's word to them, clarifications were needed over the years. In the midst of our history, there was the council that clarified Jesus being of one being with the Father, the Council of Nicaea. By the time we come to the Nicene Creed that we celebrate and pray on Sundays, many clarifications have been added to that basic Apostles' Creed. These councils were ways in which the Church clarified its teaching or tweaked understandings of how God was understood. Of course, we might remember the Council of Trent, which spoke about papal infallibility. It also spoke about transubstantiation and clarified those issues around the time of the Reformation. The Second Vatican Council, of course, renewed the Church 50 years ago. And rather than our being passive observers, we were all called to be involved in church life as the people of God. Today, in our first reading, we hear the preamble to what was the first church council. It's the Council of Jerusalem, happening in Jerusalem. Paul and Barnabas have now been there a few days, and they have summoned their colleagues, Saint Peter and the other apostles. And tomorrow, In the first reading, Peter will stand up and say that God's love, the Christian way of life, isn't just for Jewish people, it isn't just for converts, it's not just for pagans. God's love is open to all people. And at the Council of Jerusalem, it was clarified that a person doesn't have to be circumcised or be from the Jewish religion in order to be Christian. So it was the first of the church councils, and you will hear more of that tomorrow. But for today, we ask the Lord to help us and guide us in all that he has taught us. And today's beautiful reading of the vine, we have the vine dresser offering us nourishment, offering us life, encouraging us to bear fruit. Today we're thankful for all those who have nourished us along the way, for those who have sown the seed of faith in our lives, for the vine dresser that we're conscious is always with us, whether here in church or whether at home or in work or wherever we follow the prayer of the Mass today. We ask you, Lord, to be our constant nourishment, our protection, our health and safety in this time of coronavirus.